All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
My boy Tom Brady. Whoa, what happened over
nothing,
there?
Nothing. Pebbles opened her phone for a second.
What's on your phone?
Oh, okay. God, exactly.
Long shut up. As long as it wasn't porn.
Yeah.
It was Leroy.
Oh! Leroy doing porn? What? Nice.
It's my a side surprise. Hustle. You didn't know about it.
Right. You'll see it in a minute.
So, guys, we got to be serious. Guys, we got to be serious. We just found out that Giselle did TB12 wrong by messing and getting with his billionaire neighbor.
Friend.
The guy who was his friend. That you can get the whole story, find out everything about the guy on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. Just search Get Up Crew on Facebook. But you know what? I would prefer that than what apparently is going on with this guy, Andrew Wiggins. He's a basketball player. He plays for the Golden State Warriors. Hasn't played a game for them in a month now. He's missed 13 games. Last time he played was February, mid-February. But they never said, like, he just, like,
disappeared.
Literally just didn't join the team, and no one said anything about it. And then one anonymous teammate said, all I can say is this is some real ish. And then apparently the rumor is that he found out that his lady was messing around with his best friend, and even worse, he found out.
You are not.
Yes, he has small kids.
Wow.
Well, sorry, let me take that back. She has small kids, but they ain't his. That would. I'm pretty good. I'm a tough dude. I got divorced. I handled it pretty, you know. I was like, all right, this sucks, but you got to figure out what's best to do from here on out. I kind of like compartmentalized. I didn't get emotional about it. It's best for the kids, whatever. But if I found out that one of my kids, any of them, wasn't mine. I would be laying on the floor right now, and you'd be like, oh, you're tired. You were up late last night doing that ring announcing. Is that what it is? Is that why you're laying on the floor, Romero, in the fetal position? No. It would be this.
Can I ask this, though?
Yes.
Do you know how old the children are?
I believe like 3 and 5, something like that. They're young, yes.
That is tough.
Like one of them's just getting core memories, and the other one doesn't have them yet.
I think about, like, I completely understand that this is like, this would be devastating to anyone. Mm-hmm. But you formed, like, a relationship. Would you be able to just, like, turn away from these kids, like, that you've been raising?
I think a good-hearted person would have the right intentions and saying, you know what? That's my child. I've been there for them. I can't leave them. I'm going to do everything I can to be there for them for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But then reality might settle in for some people. Like the dynamic automatically changes. What if the real father comes into the picture? It's just the child gets to a certain age and now they're asking questions. But if the mother doesn't want you answering, it's just
it's let me see, 2021, 2018. So I would be 2 and 5. I'd be so mad. The best friend, I wouldn't be able to be.
It
would be better for me to be not in the situation, because me being there would just be my energy would be terrible. It'd be me. It's like, and then real dad's gonna come around because it's the best friend. It's not like he's somewhere else. It's not like she cheated on you with some random dude in a different city. So it's like when the kids grow up, it's like, you know, hey, they're like, hey, dad. I would leave and be like, you know what? You explain to them why dad all of a sudden is gone.
Right. Boom. Right.
And tell them why uncle is their new daddy.
Right.
Do you think that it 100% depends on the ages of the kids? Because, Romero, you are away, but you are gone. We got a phone call from one of our listeners who this happened to.
All right, check it out. It's Romero, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And he found out that his very young child was not his.
Mm. Okay.
And he ended up, unfortunately, not cutting the child off, but just like, you know, leaving the child's life.
Fading
so they
away.
Could form a relationship with the real father. And he said it was the worst thing he ever had to do. Wow. But because the child was so young, he felt like it was the best thing for the child.
100%.
That he did that.
If it was like my older, one of my, well, you know, I wouldn't even be able to do, Jack's just turned 4. It'd be hard for that. If it was one of my older kids, I'd be like, I'm your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Let's see, Lucy and Jax.
That's tough. That's too tough.
I wouldn't be able
that's
to.
That's way too tough.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And you've been involved in like some very formative years.
Nicole cheated on me with my best friend.
Oh, Lord. Right.
She cheated on me
She cheated. Let's just say she cheated with Leroy.
She cheated with you?
Oh, no wonder Lucy then I took loves Leroy and then so much.
I'm out.
Exactly.
Jax, meet your new daddy.
I would even blame you. Did I say this too?
Leroy, you make some pale ass kids because sometimes I look at Jax and I'm like, am I his dad?
I just want to add this, and I know this is kind of taken a little bit to the side, but because of all this, I think, and maybe people might disagree, I think DNA tests should be done before a baby leaves the hospital.
That's not a bad idea at all.
I think it should be not a bad idea at all.
Yeah. It saves everybody, especially the child, from having to deal with any type of pain later on in life.
And if you make it mandatory for everybody, then it's easier for guys who are like, hey, can you do me a favor?
Exactly.
Swab this in her cheek while she's asleep.
right. What is it, Pebbles? I hear you.
No. I'm just thinking about that. Like, because I don't know. Like, I understand wanting to do that and the reasons and all of that. But this is a time where that's a rough time.
If there's no shadiness going on, it shouldn't even be an issue.
I get that.
Imagine how many more you know, of these things would come out if they did do that.
They do so much to babies when they first come out, Pebbles. They wouldn't even, a swab is nothing. They freaking prick them. They do the rotisserie thing if they're a little jaundiced. A quick little swab just to make sure. Mm. You give the doctor a pound. Thank you very much. Just making sure. Oh, this is Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Or Mitchell.
Hi.
Oh, there you go.
Michelle.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
That's okay. I just recently found out my dad who raised me was not my dad.
What?
I'm 55. Oh,
no. What?
And he was a great dad. My father was the best dad.
When you say was, like, is he not here anymore?
He passed away 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. What'd you find out? Like, through Ancestry or something like that?
Ancestry.com. My daughter did her DNA, and my father was 100% Armenian.
Yeah.
And I am not any.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well.
I'm Scottish, Irish, and English.
You know what? If you're going to find out that someone wasn't your parent, I think that's the best way to find out is, like, after they pass away. Because, like, you said he was a great dad.
I'm so conflicted because I have so many emotions about it.
Yeah.
I want to thank him because he was so awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I wish I had known so I could have been, and believe me, I mean, we were close. I was really close with my dad, but it's hard to find out at 55.
Do you know who your real dad is?
I know a name and I'm looking, but honestly, I'm good with it.
I was going to ask you, do you even really want to find out?
I kind of am interested in seeing what he looked like and knowing if I have siblings. I know I have a sister on that side.
What if he's like a billionaire or something like that?
I'll take that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's another thing that no one really talks about. It's not just the parent. What happens if that parent has other kids and you want to be able to meet your siblings?
It's the whole thing. But I guess, like, sometimes when you're older, it's like, do you really want to, like, I know somebody who found that out, like she did.
I do too.
And they were like, honestly, I have no interest in building a relationship with brothers and sisters at this age.
Right. I wouldn't.
Because it's like when you're an adult, it's hard enough to make friends. But like when it's like, if it's like a sibling, now you kind of have to force the friendship.
See, I would only because my family is, I have no family really.
Yeah,
I have
you need
a couple
some
of
family.
No, seriously, if I knew that I had another sibling, I would be all for it.
Well, maybe 100%.
They might not want me.
But. Maybe John will take you in because he's taking care of a baby that's not his. Is that true, John?
That's true.
There you go. So, what happened?
Well, my ex, she went on vacation and came back pregnant.
Oh my God!
And she came and told me that it was my baby from the beginning. So the whole time, I'm like loving that belly, you know. And then she was born, 4 months old. She's decided to get mean with me and tell me that she's not mine. So I said, fine. I'll accept it the way it is. So I got rid of her and took the baby.
Get out of here.
Is that the baby really? In the background right there?
That's the baby in the background.
So the baby.
Wow. You have custody?
She'll be 3 in July. I had her since she was 6 months old. She's a little black baby girl.
Yeah.
And she is the best. So, she really is.
So let me wrap my head around this. So she's not with her biological mother, but she's with you, who's not the biological father?
That's correct. And I'm out of state.
Wow.
So wait, she like willingly gave up parental rights?
DCF has been in her life for a long time, and they took the third son from her 3 months ago.
Oh, man.
And I saw how the out-of-controlness was from the beginning, and I could not let this little baby go through the system. I needed a normal upbringing. So I thought about it. And I raised 3 kids before her. I'm 50 years old. So I decided I'm going to take her. And I took her, and I'm never looking back.
Aww.
And I'm doing everything it has to be. I go from Rhode Island to Plymouth, Mass. For her doctor's appointments. I keep her doctor up there with her other families up there. So I always keep them in the loop, you know. I'm not going to take her and disappear. So as Zyla grows up, she's going to know that she's obviously not my baby, but she's my baby.
Oh, good for you.
Wow. I got one more question because but then we got to go because we got to do the birthday game. I just one is the real father anywhere in the picture? The biological father?
He's somewhere out in Ohio.
You haven't met him though? Has she met him?
I don't even know his name. Has
she met That's beautiful. Him? Keep it that way. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen.
I thought you meant has the mother met him. I'm like, yeah.
She met him real quick.
Oh, jeez.
That's great of you.
That's very nice. Mm.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.